Torah tells us, "Osevasho gedi b'chelav imo," three times in the Torah: Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Kisisa, and Parshas Re'eh. So why do we need the same prohibition three times? So the Gemara tells us, Chazal tell us, we learn now, three different prohibitions. One is the Isser Bishul, two is the Isser Achila, and three is the Isser Hana. And we know Basa V'Kolov is Asa B'Hana. So they say over in the name of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the following question he was asked. I guess someone was doing a science experiment in the lab, whether it was the lab at YU or it's a general question. And he wanted to know, could they, within the experiment, they were going to cook basar v'chalav. They were to cook milk and meat. There wasn't eating. I mean, it wasn't even raila chila, for I'm assuming. And certainly the kavana was not to eat it. He just had to do it for a science class or for some other experiment. So he wanted, he was asked, can you, is it permitted or not? So he quotes the quote from the Kesef Mishnah, who one of its pshatim in the Rambam, he says that why is it, it's always written Bishul. Bishul really isn't the main reason for the prohibition. Bishul is just siag for achil. The whole reason why they said not to cook it, because they're concerned you're going to eat it. So it's a siag min haTorah. You can't cook it. But the main reason is because else, cause if you cook it, you'll end up eating it. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, if Bishul is only a siag for achila, and if you have no kavanah to eat it, so it should be okay. Because if Bishul's only for eating and have no kavanah to eating, so it's not a Bishul that's going to lead to achila, hence it should be permitted. That was the opinion of, quoted by Rav Schechter in the name of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. So based on this, poskim discuss, or people ask, what about someone in culinary school, someone is practicing to become a chef, a cook, and there are many different schools, and you probably can't find too many kosher ones. So what about a chef who's going to cook, he has to cook basar v'cholav, but you won't have kavanah to eat it. In other words, when you're a chef and you're cooking basar v'chalav, you're getting paid. Here, let's assume it's only an indirect hanah, so therefore it's not a problem. So can you cook basar v'chalav without kavanah to eating it? You'll give it to someone else. You'll give it to the dog. You'll give it to a Gentile, whatever the case may be. So if you assume that Bishul is a, if you assume it's just a siag, you might come to eat it. So perhaps one could argue, based on Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, as long as you don't have kavana, so therefore it's a go. So he says that by the science lab, someone who extended to someone cooking, learning how to cook. However, there are different ways to argue with Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Number one is, maybe Bishul was an independent prohibition. It's not just a siag. And in fact, it seems that way from the Rambam, that it's also to mevashel nevelen cholav. It's also to cook non-kosher meat with milk, or non-kosher milk with meat, even though normally ain't it zecha olisser. So even independent of basar v'chalav, it seems you can't eat it anyway. He still says you can't cook it. So and he say for a mitzvah, he counts and he seems to count Bisho and Achilu separately. So that is the opinion of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Har Tzvi. It's mashmash in the Rambam that the Isher Bisho and the Isher Achila are independent, and therefore you can't do a science lab and you can't do culinary school. In fact, that's because one of his riots is because Poskim have a shayla about by near Hanukkah, can you cook candles which are going to create basar v'cholov? Remember, there's a milk and meat in. It's a milk and meat together for the oil or however they're lighting it. And by cooking it, you'll be cooking it together. So no one's eating it. So we see from the fact that discussing whether you could cook it shows it seems to be Bisho is an independent prohibition. So we have Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank on one hand, Bisho is independent, and we have Rav Moshe Soloveitchik going in the Rambam that Bisho is a siag, like the case of Mishnah, Bisho the second shah in the case of Mishnah, Bisho is a siag yachila. Perhaps we could have a third sheet that even you could assume that Bisho is a siag for achila. And yet, nevertheless, maybe you could argue, make a distinction between culinary school on one hand versus a science lab on the other. In other words, maybe you could argue, you only say, like Rav Moshe Soloveitchik by a lab, it's not Rai L'Achila. So therefore, there's no chance. It's not fit for consumption. You can't come to the Yisr. So maybe you could do a Bisho Basar V'Chol when it's impossible to eat it. But the fact that I don't want to eat it, or don't plan on eating it, is still creating a chafsa basa v'cholav, so maybe that's problematic. And because they quote from the Dovev Misharim, one of the great Gedolim, he had a similar shaila where they had this type of chocolate, and I guess it was milk chocolate, and there was concern there might be some basar in the chocolate. And the only way they could do a chemical test and they could figure out if there's meat in there. But the issue was, by doing the chemical test, they'll be cooking this chocolate, so maybe they would be in violation of cooking basar v'cholov. So the Dovei Misharim, the Chabina Rav, he thought based on the Kesef Mishra's understanding in the Rambam, the Bisho is a siag l'achila, therefore there's no concern of eating it. You're not going to eat this piece, and you're just doing it for a chemical test, and therefore it would be okay. But even he would have a problem perhaps with the culinary, because that's something which is right l'achila. So that's the shayla. When we say it's an Isser or Basar V'cholov, is the nature, is Bisho an independent prohibition, or Bisho is this a siag for the Isser Achila? Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank seems to say it's independent, but if you assume, like the Chabina Rav and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that it's based on the Kesef Mishnah, that it is only a siag, so then how far do you go? The Rav Moshe seems it depends on kavana, so perhaps you could even argue going to culinary school, as long as you don't have kavana to eat it, or do you go with the Chabina Rav, then no, that's too far. As long as it's not Rai L'Achila. So in the case of that chocolate with the chemical experiment, you're not eating it, there's no chance of eating it. But the case of culinary school, you're creating it, it's a Basar V'cholov, so therefore, that's the Shaila. How mako one could be, how far we go, that when Bisho is a stag for achila, how far do we take it?